Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading today. Today is Tuesday, the 14th of September, which is the 8th of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar and day 38 of the Days of Repentance. This week's Torah portion is called Ha'azinu, which means listen, and today's portion from the Torah is Deuteronomy 32, 13 through 18. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher noten Torat emet uvesorat Yeshua lamo Yisrael ulechol ha'amim, על ידי בנו ישוע המשיח אדוננו. He made him mount the heights of the land, so he ate the produce of the field. He suckled him with honey from a rock, with oil from a flinty boulder, butter of cattle, and milk from a flock, with fat of lambs, rams of the Bashan and he-goats, with fat of the kidneys of wheat, and blood of grapes you drank. But Yeshurun grew fat and kicked. You got fat, you grew thick, you gorged. He forsook God who made him. He mocked the rock of his salvation. They made him jealous with strangers. With abominations they angered him. They sacrificed to demons, a non-god, gods they had not known, to new ones who came in lately, ones your fathers had not dreaded. The rock who birthed you, you ignored. You forgot God who brought you forth. That was Deuteronomy 32, 13 through 18. Our portion from the prophets is Zechariah chapters 5 and 6. Once again, I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw a flying scroll. Then the angel asked me, "What do you see?" I replied, "I see a flying scroll, 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide." He said to me, "This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole land. Everyone who steals will be swept away from here, according to it. And everyone who swears will be swept away from here, according to it. I will send it out. It is a declaration of the Lord Tzvaot, and it will enter into the house of the thief and into the house of the one who swears falsely by my name, and will reside inside his house, destroying it, both its wood and its stones." Then the angel speaking with me came forward and said to me, "Now lift up your eyes and see what is appearing." I asked, "What is it?" He replied, "This is the measuring basket that goes out." He continued, "This is their eye in all the land." Then behold, a lead cover was lifted, and a woman was sitting in the middle of the measuring basket. The angel exclaimed, "This is wickedness." Then he shoved her back inside the measuring basket, throwing the lead weight over its mouth. After this, I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw two women emerging with the wind in their wings. They had wings like the wings of a stork, and they raised the measuring basket between the earth and the heaven. I asked the angel who was speaking with me, "Where are they taking the measuring basket?" He said, "To build a temple for her in the land of Shinar. When it's prepared, she will live there in her own place." Again, I lifted up my eyes, and behold, I saw four chariots emerging from between the two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second chariot black horses, the third chariot white horses, and the fourth chariot had strong dapple horses. Then I responded by saying to the angel speaking with me, "What are these, my lord?" The angel answered me, saying, "These are the four winds of heaven that go forth from the presence of the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses is going to the land of the north, and the white ones have gone out after them. But the dappled ones have gone out to the land of the south." When the strong ones went out, they requested to go to walk throughout the earth. He said, "Go, walk throughout the earth." So they walked throughout the earth. Then he called and spoke to me, saying, "Look, those going toward the land of the north have given rest to my ruach in the north country. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Take from the exiles, from Heldai, Tovia, and Yediah, who have come from Babel, and go the same day, go to the house of Yoshiah son of Zephaniah, take silver and gold, make crowns, and set on the head of Yoshua son of Jehozadak, the Kohen Gadol. Then speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord Tzvaot, Behold, a man whose name is the Branch will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. He will build the temple of the Lord. He will bear splendor and sit and rule on its throne. Thus he will be a Kohen on his throne. So a council of Shalom will be between them both. The crowns will be in the temple of the Lord as a memorial to Helam, Tuvia, and Yediah, and to Chen, son of Zephaniah. Those who are far off will come and build in the temple of the Lord. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. It will come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. That was Zechariah chapters 5 and 6. Our portion from the writings is 2 Chronicles 28. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. But he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done, but followed the ways of the kings of Israel, and even made molten images for the Baalim. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had driven out before Bnei Israel. He offered sacrifices and burnt incense in the high places, on the hills, and under every leafy tree. Therefore the Lord his God gave him into the hand of the king of Aram, who defeated him and took away from him many prisoners and brought them to Damascus. He was also given into the hand of the king of Israel, who inflicted many casualties on him. In one day, Pekah the son of Remaliah killed 120,000 valiant soldiers of Yehuda, because they had forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers. Also Zichri, the warrior from Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, Azrikam, the official in charge of the palace, and Elkanah, the second to the king. Men of Israel carried away captive 200,000 of their kinsmen, women, sons, and daughters. They also took away a great deal of plunder from them that they had brought to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord named Oded was there, and he went out to meet the army on its return to Samaria. He said to them, Behold, because the Lord, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he has given them into your hand, and you have slaughtered them in a rage that reaches to heaven. So now, you intend to bring into bondage the children of Yehuda and Jerusalem as your male and female slaves? Are you not also guilty of transgressions against the Lord your God? So now, listen to me. Send back the prisoners you have captured from your kinsmen, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you. Then some of the leaders of the sons of Ephraim, Azariah son of Jehochanan, Berechiah son of Meshilemot, Yechizkiah son of Shalum, and Amasa son of Hadlai, confronted those coming from the campaign, and said to them, Do not bring the captives in here, for that would cause us to trespass against the Lord. Do you intend to add to our sins and our guilt? For our guilt is already great, and his fierce anger is already against Israel. So the soldiers released the captives and the plunder in the presence of the chieftains and the entire congregation. Then the men designated by name stood up and took the captives. And they clothed all who were naked from the plunder. They gave them clothes and sandals, food and drink, anointed them, led all the feeble ones on donkeys, and brought them back to their kinsmen at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. About that time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria for help. Once again, the Edomites had come and invaded Yehuda and taken captives. while the Philistines had raided the towns in the foothills and in the south of Yehuda. They captured and occupied Beit Shemesh, Ayalon, and Gederot, as well as Soho, Timna, and Gimzo, with their villages. For the Lord humbled Yehuda because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he threw off restraint in Yehuda and trespassed against the Lord. Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came against him and afflicted him instead of strengthening him. Even though Ahaz plundered the house of Yehuda, the house of the king and the princes, and gave it to the king of Assyria, it did not help him. In his time of distress, the same king Ahaz acted even more unfaithfully to the Lord. He even sacrificed to the gods of Damascus after he had been defeated. For he said, "Because the gods of the kings of Aram helped them, I will sacrifice to them, and they will help me." But they caused the downfall of him and all Israel. Ahaz even collected the utensils of the house of God and cut the utensils of the house of God into pieces. He shut the door of the house of the Lord and made himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. In every town of Yehuda, he made high places to burn incense to other gods, provoking the Lord, the God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, the first and the last, behold, they're written in the book of the kings of Yehuda and Israel. Then Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem. But he was not brought into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Chizkiah, his son, became king in his place. That was 2 Chronicles 28, which brings us to our last scripture for today, which is Revelation chapter 14. Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the roar of rushing waters and the booming of loud thunder. The voice I heard was like harpists playing on their harps, and they are singing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one is able to learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who have not defiled themselves with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been redeemed from among mankind as firstfruits for God and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no lie. They are blameless. And then I saw another angel flying high in the sky, having a timeless message of good news to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship the one who made heaven and earth and sea and springs of water." Another angel, a second one, followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, she who made all nations drink of the wine of the fury of her immorality." And another angel, a third one, followed them, saying in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he shall also drink the wine of God's fury, poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone, before the holy angels and before the Lamb. The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. Those who worship the beast and its image, and those who receive the mark of his name, have no rest day or night." Here is the perseverance of the Kedoshim, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Yeshua. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write, how unfortunate are the dead, those who die in the Lord from now on." "Yes," says the Ruach, "that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." Then I looked, and behold, there was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like a son of man. He had a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to the one seated on the cloud, "Put in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is fully ripe." So the one seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel, the one who has authority over fire, came out from the altar, and he called out with a loud voice to the one holding the sharp sickle, saying, "Put in your sickle and gather the grape clusters from the vineyard of the earth, because her grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and gathered the clusters from the vineyard of the earth and threw them into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was stomped on outside the city. And blood flowed from the winepress as high as a horse's bridle for 1,600 stadia. That was Revelation chapter 14, which concludes our reading for today. If you're reading through the Apostolic Scriptures twice this year, you would also read Acts chapter 20. Thank you for listening, and I hope and pray that you have a blessed day. My name is Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.